Chanel here. Welcome to Menopause Nutritionist. I believe women can thrive in menopause and have the body composition of their choice if they master their nutrition and lifestyle. And today we are going to have a little bit of a chat about the pressure around eating when you're with like a group of people, or maybe it's not even a big group, or drinking. So the pressure around like the social conditioning, if you like. I was having a chat with one of my one-on-one clients and she was telling me about her situation, which I'll talk about in a second. But before we get started and I dive into that, I just want to remind you that my free protein challenge will be kicking off this month. So at the end of this month. So I will pop the link here. I only run these, like, this is the second time this year. And the first one was so successful that I've had people asking me about it since. So I ran the first one in January. So it's been quite a while between challenges. But jump on board. I'll teach you how much protein you need to eat, how you go about doing it. You'll get a meal plan, a shopping list. You'll get recipes. You will get, so these are all like the food that I get to eat. And you will also get like a tracker, a cheat sheet. It's really great. There's prizes, giveaways. It's run in a private Facebook group. So when you do sign up, I just want to give you a tip. Make sure you get an email. If you don't see an email, check your junk folder and then get straight into the Facebook group. There is a chocolate mousse, a protein chocolate mousse recipe waiting for you over there. But you need to be in the Facebook group. Otherwise, you will not be part of the challenge. It's very important. Can't wait to see you there. It's going to be amazing. Okay, let's have a chat about this today. So I was having a conversation with one of my one-on-one clients, and she is obviously on she's in a calorie deficit. She has fat loss goals and she's doing really great, right? She's doing really, really well. She's creating new habits, new behaviors. These are the type of things that we are doing when we're working together, because in all honesty, like, yes, it's about the food, but it's about the behaviors around it that usually are what is letting you down. And if you create what I call my non-negotiables, that my non-negotiables are really what define who Chanel is as a person. Like, I meal prep every week. It's a non-negotiable. I go to the gym every day. I get at least 7,000 steps a day. I drink water every day. Speaking of which, I will just have a bit more. I use intermittent fasting. Like, these are my non-negotiables. I lift heavy weights. I build muscle. Like, these are my non-negotiables. So these are the things that I'm working on when I'm working with someone, because generally the women I'm talking to and working with, they have tried everything under the sun. They've tried every fad, every diet, everything that's been going on. And it's not like, yes, it is about changing your food. And I'll just say this, and all of you that do the protein challenge will actually, the light bulb will go off for you, because when you realize that when you eat high protein and it tastes great, then you're much more motivated to do it. And this actually ties into the meal planning and prepping, because I just every day get people telling me, I'm now so much more motivated because I'm looking forward to eating the food. You can get your body composition goals and enjoy food, and it can taste good. I promise you, because that's what I do and that's what I teach people to do. So that is a big part of this process. Generally, what people do is they go on like diets or whatever they're doing, and the food is terrible, chicken and broccoli, whatever. Not that I'm opposed to chicken and broccoli, but it needs to taste good, right? And then you don't look forward to it, so then you don't do it, and it's not sustainable, so you're not actually creating a lifestyle around it. So anyway, that is really what we're doing when we're working together. So I'm talking to her, and she's telling me about how she's been really good. She's been doing her meal planning. She's been doing it. Her food's going really well. But then when she goes out socially, she feels this pressure. So for example, she went out for dinner. I think it was Anzac Day that she was telling me. They went out for dinner and then everyone's getting hot chips. So it's almost like this pressure, because everyone else is getting hot chips, then I have to get hot chips. And it probably isn't anyone saying it, but it's almost like a social conditioning that then we feel like we should be doing the same thing. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this because this definitely crosses over to alcohol as well. And I was just listening to Sarah, who I have had on my podcast, and I've spoken on one of her challenges, and she helps women kind of quit alcohol. Alcohol just does not serve us in this menopause era. And that doesn't mean that you can never drink again. Like, I personally just, you know, have a drink when I feel like it, but it's very seldom because I just don't, it just doesn't do much for me. Like, I prioritize my sleep over the gin and tonic that will disrupt my sleep, sort of thing. So I can take it or leave it, if that makes sense. But what happens is alcohol is addictive. And so when you get into a pattern of being addicted to it, then it's disrupting your sleep and triggering your menopause symptoms. It's actually a bad situation. But I wanted to speak about this because the pressure to drink is just as bad as like that pressure to eat. So we need to unpack that. And like I was talking to her on our call when we were talking about it, and I actually said to her as we were chatting, I'm like, I need to talk about this on my podcast because these are the conversations that people don't have. And these are the things that can like kind of make us feel like we're unraveling. So here's the thing. One, it is a learned kind of behavior that you can develop. So initially, like she said, she was like, I ordered this cocktail. I kind of got pressured into it because everyone else was having one. It was like $30. I didn't even really enjoy it. It was like right at the end of the night. And then I felt like I had to drink it because I just spent $30 on it and I didn't even really want it. So these sort of things are what happens. So then as we chatted through it, we kind of both realized that that's like a lesson. That's like a learning lesson. So next time she goes, she's like, I don't want to just blow $30 on something I don't even want. So sometimes we have to go through that to get to the point where then we're like, no, I don't want a cocktail this time. That's not to say that you're never going to want a cocktail. Like, yes, like it was my birthday this week and I actually had a cocktail on my birthday and it was great. But when you're in a situation where you actually really don't want it, and then it's not like you're saying, oh no, I don't really want it, and it's the pressure of everyone else going, oh no, go on. That is what I'm talking about. Because at the end of the day, we need to get to a point where we go, you know what, I'm fine. I really don't need a cocktail. I'm good. And be able to stand firm on that. And sometimes we need to go through the learning lessons to be like, damn, I just blew $30. I didn't really want that. To then be able to stand hard on it and go, next time that happens, I'm saying no. That is the same with the food situation. So the, you know, when I'm working with you and we're like, we're going, like I've had one-on-one calls today and, you know, I'm catching up with people and they're feeling great and they're feeling like so much more energized and they can feel the food working and their supplements that they're taking and it's all coming together. And one of my clients today, she goes, yeah, but the weekends, they kind of like feel a little bit wobbly still. And I'm like, that's going to take some time to build that up. But also it's like, that's the, what I talk about, that consistency, that like day in, day out, and then finding ourselves in these social settings where we're like, I don't really want the chips, but then everyone's ordering the chips. Like where we go, actually, I just know I don't need the chips right now. My goals for my body composition or managing my menopause symptoms or whatever it is for you, because it looks different for everyone, that means more than me just having the hot chips right now. And sometimes that's just like us on our journey, like figuring it out. But I wanted to talk about this. So one, I feel like people listening to this are going to be like, this has happened to me so many times and I'm so sick of it. And then I find myself there again. So what I want you to do is the next time you're in that setting, because there's usually like a little voice that is like, I don't need these chips. Like I've had a great week eating. I know that, you know, I just don't need this now. It'll just not make me feel good. And all my good work, you know, that I've done this week, listen to that voice and then act on it. So stand firm, like swap the, like, no, I'm not going to have the chips, but swap it for like a salad or veggies or whatever it is. Like, as we know, high protein, good, nutritious food tastes great. So you don't need to have the chips to make your dinner taste great. It's going to taste great anyway if you make a good decision. And the same with the alcohol. Just stand for, like, if you're choosing to have a drink, then that's fine. Like, go for it. But if you're like, you know what, I'm actually really trying to fix my sleep. And that's the conversations I'm having a lot with my one-on-one clients, is that, you know, they're sick of not sleeping. And alcohol does not help that situation. So then that's when we're like, actually, my sleep is more important right now than the craving for whatever, the alcohol or whatever. That's when I'm like, I'm prioritizing my sleep. And it might only be for the period of time that you're in until you get a balance on what things are and you get some good sleep under your belt. For me, like, generally I'm like, do I want to drink tonight or do I want my sleep to be really good? Like, it's, and it just depends on what you're doing. Like, if we're celebrating something, then maybe I'll change my mind. Like, it just really is random depending on my circumstance and situation. But if you're finding yourself having a drink every night to like de-stress or to like wind down, or you think it's going to help you sleep, then I promise you it is not contributing to good sleep quality. There is no research that shows alcohol helps us in any shape or form. So I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news here. It's just like sugar, really. Like, we do not need sugar, and it's the same. It doesn't do anything good for us, really. Like, yes, it can be fuel, but it's a very quick acting fuel that, you know, unless you're about to do an event or something, it just really, from a health point of view, we don't really need it. So we just have to make those choices based on what outcomes we are wanting to achieve. So I just feel like we need to be reminded that this is a kind of a skill that can be developed, and just keep working on it because you will get better at it as you go. Thanks for tuning in today. If you're happy to leave a review, a rating, like, share, comment, follow, all of that stuff, I truly would appreciate it. That's how other people can find this podcast and we can get more people on the protein challenge. How good. Can't wait to see you over there. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and that's all for now.